All right, let's see the dirty look. Mm. Oh, yes. Okay. So just so you know, guys, so EVK, you help write this song too, is that correct?
Yeah, well, it's a collaboration. Mm-hmm. So we write songs together, and actually Brigitte found Johnny when she actually was on the music video for Man Made This Town.
Amazing. Yeah. Yes. Okay. And we're going to talk about Rob Snowpeck. How do you know him?
Oh, blast from the past.
Blast from the past, yo.
Yeah, he was actually my manager. So I toured Vancouver, and he ended up booking me gigs. We did everything from New Year's Eve parties to...
Wow.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. So I don't know if he's listening, but maybe he might get a Christmas present this year.
Ooh, hi, Rob. We miss you. We love you. Yes.
Yay.
Yes, I love how Rob, loves local artists, and he's always promoting online, that sort of thing. And I love his records and his store. Okay, so what else you got going on? And you're also looking for local
yeah,
artists,
local talent. Mm-hmm. Basically, if you write songs and if you want to get your story out there, let's work together and make some magic.
Yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we're gonna talk about this next song. Ooh, you know what? Let's play that song after we got to play a show promo here. So let's do that, and then we'll be back with more Evelyn Ooh. Kay.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
You want some cool new music to listen to? Want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, come hang out with me every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Raccoon City's where I'll be. Hope to see you there.
All right, and we are back. Okay, and we're going to talk about... this next song called Starlight. You said you have a little story about it.
Yes, this was back off my first album. So it's basically the bridge of that song is I love writing songs, and I just like to get the point, the meaning behind it and everything. It's basically you have three wishes, and what are the three wishes that you'll make? And in Starlight, if you listen carefully, you'll hear my three wishes.
True.
All right, John, you have a question.
Yes. So you're moved back to Maple Ridge. What are your goals for the future of your next stage in your music?
Awesome. Well, actually, thanks for the question. I'm releasing. I'm releasing an illustration book, an actual music book with sheet music for people to learn to play songs.
No way.
I'm all about education, and also a written plot with that goes with my lyrics. So I have two books that are in production now. I was hoping they would be ready, but the strike or whatever that's going on.
Right.
Yeah. But and then the third book is like the ending story of Evelyn Kay, which is kind of really interesting. So it's like it goes to the fantasy land of illustrations to the real life story.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. And then where can people purchase once the strike is over? Where can people purchase this?
Actually, it's going to be on all major platforms such as Amazon and Kindle, and all those major, or you can find me and us performing, and then we'll have some actual copies.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And Reed, let's get to you. I know you like a certain drummer, but what else are you listening to these days?
I've been listening to an indie band called Los Campesinos.
Oh, yes.
They're from England, that area. There's like eight people in it, I think. They just, they've been around for a while now, but they're pretty good.
Okay, and tell me about 21 Pilots. What do you like about this song called Navigating?
I like the feel of it, really. Like, it's a bit of a rush. Like, it's energetic, you know? The drums in it are pretty good, too. And the bass line matches up with it well.
Perfect. And we're going to hear it on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Navigating my head, disassociate, navigate. navigating my
Yeah, that was so good, so good. Okay, guys, we're going to play a Japanese song now. And yeah, you tell me about this band that you picked.
I really love this band. Sounds great and plays great. I was very inspired by the how they're recording and present the sound to the listeners. So let's enjoy this.
Okay, here we go. This one, the band's called Happy End, and the song is called Kaze wo Atsumete, which, can you explain it? Because it's like kind of like gathering wind. Is that what it means?
That's right.
Gathering wind. All right, right here on CJSF.
それで僕の風を集めて
Nice. Some chill vibes right there, folks. Yes. Happy end. All right. Check it out. It's a Japanese band. Okay. Now, let's talk about this album here. What's it called?
Wishing on a Melody.
Wishing on a Melody. Yes. Amazing. Okay.
Hot
so,
off the
yes.
presses. Basically, you guys get one of the first copies. So you actually can't purchase this yet, but it is soon to be maybe in somebody's stocking.
Mm.
It's really cool. It has about 7 songs plus a little mash, so like 1 minute of all of them together, which is kind of cool. It also comes with a poster.
No.
Yeah, I was like, you have to be old school. If you're going to do a CD, you got to do a poster.
Yeah.
So there's a poster in there. I'm just, yeah. I should open it.
Sure, why not? Let's see this poster.
Oh, it's okay. So cool.
And who's the photographer?
The photographer is, oh my goodness, Spalding Canada. Ended up taking the pictures out in Barrie.
Out in Barrie, yeah.
Yeah, and he did the pictures for me.
Yes.
Microform ended up doing the CD labeling for me and everything. That great Toronto company.
Oh, fantastic.
Very fun to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's a CD.
Yes.
And then some pictures.
Oh.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, it was so fun. You can't really see it, but I'm throwing out puzzle pieces and then the back there. So I have puzzle pieces and puzzle piece shoes. It's kind of cool. Let's see the poster. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
Hold it up and I'll zoom in on it.
There you go. Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That was so fun.
Yes. And we're going to get you to sign it today as well.
Awesome.
Okay, so you're going to pick a song from that album. Tell me about this song pick.
Well, I'm picking Hey Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It's a poppy, fun, kind of Christmassy if you like candy. So hopefully you like Hey Sugar.
All right. Sugar, sugar. Yes. And we're going to talk about candy. And John in the house, what is your favorite candy or chocolate? I don't know. Off the top of your head. Oh, you said something about your nephew?
Yeah, like in my family, the adults have a Christmas gift amongst the adults, right? Mm-hmm. And my nephew, he always gives me these 3-foot-long Cadbury fingers. And I love it because I love the wafer and the chocolate just melts in your mouth. So that's one of my favorite. I already know what it is when he presents it to me. It's funny because he's laughing. Oh, this is the third deer he's given me. But I love it. So Cadbury chocolates are the best. One of the best out there.
All right, Reed, what's your favorite candy?
This is kind of a candy, but I've been having a lot of Altoids lately, the mints.
The mints, yes.
I like having the containers for things, and the mints are pretty good too, so, you know, it's like a 2-in-1 combo.
Oh, 2-in-1, yes.
Oh my goodness, as long as there's sugar in it, I like it.
Oh, okay.
I like something with berry, the cranberry, blueberry.
Cranberry and blueberry?
Sweet and sour.
Yeah.
Sweet and sour. Okay. Well, just so you know, guys, for next year, my New Year's resolution, I am going to stop the sugar.
Oh, my gosh.
For 1 year, I'm going to have no sugar. But yes, 2026, I'm going to be stuffing that pie in the face, you know? But for 1 year, I'm going to try. That's my challenge.
Wow.
Yeah. So I hope so. Okay. So tell me about this next song called 3 Words for 2.
This was released on Valentine's Day, and actually, it was a lonely Valentine's Day, and I was just, you know, I ended up spending it with my cats. I was a cat lady that year, and hopefully you like 3 Words for 2.
We set a price. This trades for life, sickness and health, poverty. Into free falling 3 cats.
Yes, and we love you for listening in on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Okay, guys, before we head out, any shout-outs?
I play every Sunday at the Admiral Pub in Burnaby Heights. Mm-hmm. It's pretty easy to access from SFU. Just taking an R5 bus and stop at the Burnaby Heights. We play every Sunday 5 to 8 with Juno Award winner Gabriel Mark Hasselbach.
Oh, amazing.
Awesome. Shouting out to Long McQuaid, Roger Moffat, Chris Russell, Music Madhouse Records, Epic Book Publishing, and my band here. That's today.
Yes. Okay, Reed?
I'd like to thank my school for just helping me get to where I am today.
Oh, fantastic. And your school's name?
Garibaldi Secondary School.
Garibaldi, get Yay! Up, give it up. All right, thank you, John, in the house for coming in
thank
the house.
You, DJ Betty.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, TV. All right, where can people follow you guys?
Spotify and Facebook.
And
add me on Facebook,
that's
EVK.
Right. And then you could also see her on YouTube as well.
As Evelyn K.
That's right.
Incognito.
Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.